Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zachary rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It is Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, an absolute on-time start, if ever we've made one.
Josh, and an absolute scorcher, if you don't mind my saying so.
Isn't it what? If I press Billy B here, he tends to agree. Oh, he's feeling a bit dead. There we go. Billy B's back in action. Yes, no, it is an absolute bloody scorcher out there, to be perfectly honest, mate.
Yes.
Yeah, so good back and
what
forth.
What more did you want from that?
It's so hot.
I mean, I've told you the temperature. Scorching.
Yeah,
that's and good. That's basically the bare facts. I can't embellish anything upon that. It's statistics and numbers, Josh. The funny thing about them is they don't lie.
No.
And nor can you make them.
No, exactly. Must be very tired. Always be standing up. Classic. The thing is, I guess, no, it is very hot out there. And I mean, Barack Obama must just be going, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah, I've made a terrible mistake.
What have I done, you know?
Interesting, though, Josh. He did bring up global warming or climate change, as they now call it, because their faces get red every time the temperature drops.
Oh, they do.
And goes up, ironically enough. Happened to bring up climate change, Mr. Obama himself, despite Tony Abbott wanting it taken completely off the agenda. So, boy, would he be rubbing his hands together about how hot it is today. He'd be having a real "I told you so" moment.
Well, who's that, Barack?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
I'm not Tony Abbott, mate.
No.
Well, he's been caught with his pants down, figuratively.
The thing is, the good news is it is incredibly hot, but, I mean, at least we're in the boiling hot studio.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't feel like I could connect with Brisbane the way I am currently if we had working air conditioning in the studio.
No, exactly.
So, fantastic initiative, Switch 1197.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the people out there are listening. They're going, these guys have no idea how bad it is out there. They're probably in their hoity-toity air conditioning.
Hyundai gets with the air conditioning cranking. Well, roll down your windows for a minute and imagine our pain.
It just gets bloody hotter out there, though. Like you said, Zach, it's like living in an oven, which I thought was a terrific analogy. And I said, save it for the show, mate.
Except there's no delicious lasagna in 15 minutes' time. Just more heat.
Bingo. Josh and Zach.
For the record, I was talking about the song Big Girls, You Are Beautiful. And how much I enjoy it.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. Zach caught with his pants down, somewhat so, like Tony Abbott, some would say, Zach.
Oh, mate.
Getting to the political hour of our show.
Egg on my face, and it's just a shame I'm not staring down upon a frying pan.
Oh, exactly.
Face omelette.
Go outside, make yourself some scrambled eggs by looking up at the sun. That's where all the heat's coming from.
Oh, boy. I wasn't disparaging.
Yes, he was.
No. I was saying like the song Big Girls.
Yeah,
Big Like Girls. Big Girls, You're
You
Are Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Get yourself to the Butterfly Lounge and find yourself a big lady.
I should make a version of that for you, mate, and steer away from the Butterfly Lounge.
Why would I know?
And avoid corpulent women.
Why would I know that much of the song if I didn't enjoy it personally? Personal level.
Let's just agree to disagree, Zach.
Well, no, they'd be feeling it during this heat.
They would, their legs rubbing together.
And, you know, I can only empathise with them.
No, exactly. No, love one and all, Zach, and ring the bell of equality. Thank you, Belly B. And now we have not offended anyone.
Yeah. Backing down on the Josh and Zachary show once again.
We don't really stick to our morals.
No.
What it means offending a large population of the planet.
What population can we offend safely?
There's really not too much, mate. I mean, other than
there's the Irish, but there's lots of Irish people in Brisbane.
Yeah, we all know.
You don't want to piss them off.
No, they call them the fighting Irish. I mean,
you got the IRA, mate, knocking on your door.
Oh, exactly. All sorts of that kind of gear.
And we've got enough things to worry about in Brisbane. You know, the G20 just went. The police rendered safe an object that was found under a car in Rockhampton today, Josh. Oh, that was about
what was it,
5 minutes
what
ago.
Was it? What did they find? A rendered safe? Oh, Belly B, thank you very
Funny
much.
For anyone who knows what rendered means.
And those locksmiths out there.
I could only imagine they found a cat under there. Like, the police are so vague in their statements that they've released, you know, about these things, that it could be anything. It sounds impressive. Yeah, you've rendered safe an object, a suspicious object that you found under a car.
Very suspicious.
It could be a chip packet, though. And that cop's going home with a medal.
and a Tazo. If it was indeed an unopened package. Well, mate, on the way in, Zach, I mean, I was a little bit nervous about getting in to the studio to begin with because Switched On Brisbane, for all those listening, all those fans of Switched On Brisbane, I'm sure they're
If you're
tons
scratching
of,
your head thinking, where are they?
Where are they?
Oh, like, hang on.
I don't know what's going on. They're rubbing their ears like you wouldn't rub your eyes if you see something in disbelief.
Are they doing a music-only show today? Brilliant.
That's good of them. Well, they didn't show up, mate. I mean, and then the message boards were lit. I mean, I was on top of it straight away. Yeah. I like to get in there and see what's going on.
We come in early. We were answering phones for like the first half hour we were here.
Yeah, first 25 minutes at least. And
Twitter sphere was going off.
Oh, certainly was trending in Canada and Tokyo.
Hashtag we're switched on.
We're switched on Brisbane. Yeah. Well, mate, I'll tell you where they were. Not here, mate. Not broadcasting. Fears that they wouldn't make it to the studio because of the G20.
Well, that sounds suspicious to me. What's the fear?
What have they got in their cars? that things that they're going to go. How many chip packets have they got stowed under their car? That's going to start to cause of concern. But on the way in, Zach, on my very breezy way in too, switched on Brisbane.
Very light on the traffic, I found.
That's not side of war between us and Switched On Brisbane.
What do you mean? Well, you were the one saying all that. I just said it was light on traffic.
But I saw a bunch of police, probably about 40 strong, I would say, at a bus stop.
Yeah, well,
just standing at a bus stop.
Police have got to get home too, Josh. Despite what you believe.
But I thought, well, nice of them to all knock off at the same time. I mean, all it needs is some shady character to go see that, and then
all the G20 police presence did for me was indicate. Criminals in the outer suburbs, go for it.
No, that's a stick.
We've got the city covered. Free rein in there. They had mirrors under cars and everything like that. It was pretty intense.
It was very intense.
One of my favourite things I saw was, you know those, I don't know what they're called, but the rubber dinghy sort of boats with the outboard motor?
Rubber ducky?
Something like that. Yeah. The police were just carving up the Brisbane River in one of these things.
Zipping up and down, showing off, probably.
Yeah, and I thought, what do they do about land crime? If they see me commit a crime on the land, do they just zoom up to the shore and just yell?
Hey, you, get down here. No. Well, he's done us.
Come on, mate, we're going to beach it.
So, I don't know. I mean,
it's G20 over, yeah.
It's G20 over. So, that's just it. I mean, I saw that.
Criminals.
Some of the tunnels were shut down.
No.
And, I saw some of the tunnels. I live just outside of a tunnel. Oh, great. That's suspicious.
Okay. See, I didn't want to drive around too much during the G20, Josh, because I got a lot of half-finished beverage bottles in my car.
Oh, yeah, that looks...
And, you know, a fake gun lighter.
And they're all filled with ball bearings.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It is Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back. I want to talk about Barack Obama's G20 speech that he made at QUT. So we'll be straight back after this. Britney Spears with I Want to Go. Britney Spears. Sing it again. Britney Spears on the Josh and Zachary show. Switch 1197. It is Brisbane's
Sing
Youth
it again.
Panicked. Panic stations, everyone. Josh is talking off script.
I'm not happy with that.
Josh and Zach rounding out your G20 weekend, which is good. Well, I think pretty much everyone's set to go home today, Zach.
Any weekend where there's not a terrorist attack is a good weekend.
Oh, yeah, good weekend. Yeah, of course. I mean, especially the Ekalong weekend. Any long weekend. anything that gives us an extra day off. I wish they moved it to Monday, though, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I like my public holidays. So for those of you listening, the Queen wants to shift her birthday around like she does every so often, just to keep us on our toes. Chuck it on a Monday because that's when I do most of my work. But Zach, G20 still on the topic of G20.
Oh, there's so much to talk about.
It's just a plethora. I know. I mean, it'd be remiss of us not to mention Mr. Barack Obama. Coming into QUT, he was probably one of the eight people that were allowed anywhere near the city. Was Mr. Barack Obama? They see the exclusion zones. It was half of Brisbane. Half of my house was in the exclusion zone. I couldn't get into the kitchen.
See, the good thing about that, though, for Brisbane businesses, is if they did happen to serve anyone on the weekend, chances are pretty high it was Barack Obama or Vladimir Putin. Which is a real boon.
Would have been an absolute, would have been a great time to order a delivery meal. I did get a pizza delivered, and like, look, it's not completely out of the realm of possibility that the food that they're preparing in these restaurants for a to-go meal is going to a delegate. We're going to the president. So yep. I know my pizza showed up with a little bit more tender, loving care. I got to admit. So kudos. Like, that's one of the good things about the G20.
I thought it was so the delivery man can tell you like a sort of action movie story of how he had to fight through the police barricades to get your pizza to you.
Barack Obama came into QUT. He delivered a speech, knocked them all dead.
Nah. Not literally.
No,
he would be in, he would be in jail.
That would really turn the Secret Service around. Hang on, is that we're watching the wrong
what
guy?
Would they do?
Great plot for a movie.
Mm.
Great plot for a movie.
Write that down.
Yeah, that's going in the book. That's going in the book of ideas.
Barack Obama speaks at QUT, massacres the place, and then the film is the fallout. It should start...
Roll credits, I reckon, after that. Just to keep... Holy Christ.
It should start with the massacre and then skip back in time.
Oh, yeah. Like, Tarantino it.
Yeah, explaining how it got to that point.
Give him a bit of a memento feel to it. But he dropped in, and classic Barack Obama, dropped a few local references.
Yeah.
Did he what? Comes in. Oh, they tell me. First of all, called it Bruce Vegas. So yeah. Round of applause.
Yeah.
Round of applause on that one, Mr. Barack Obama.
He's already got us on side.
And then said, they tell me I need to get in some Forex.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, hey, Forex, our local beer, our local brew.
That nobody enjoys.
No one cares about Forex.
What are you going to do? Talk about Foster's next?
How about that Blinky Billy's a bit of a character, isn't he? He's just doing Australian references, but it reminds me of that Simpsons episode when Jay Leno goes to do a bit of stand up in the local Springfield. He just
what's the mayor's name? Quimby. Beautiful.
Oh, hang on, a little bit of a correspondence here. Did he speak at QUT or did he speak at UQ?
Oh, of course, correcting Dave has to buzz in with his little.
That's right, Dave. But no, it was a very, very compelling speech made by Barack Obama, and I think he takes off today, which is good news. Well, not really. I kind of want him to hang around, and maybe Tony Abbott can jump on the next plane out of here. But for those, there you go, a political point of view.
From the Josh and Zachary Show. We swore we'd never do it.
Anyway, we'll be back. You listen to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. This is Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back after this. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It is Brisbane's Youth Alternative. And Zach, we just go from guest to guest, don't we?
Oh, mate, it's a non-stop circus in here.
Who have we got in studio, Zach? None other than Packed Animals, boys.
How you doing?
Thanks for coming in. So who we got? We got Matt and Todd.
Yep.
Matt's obviously doing vocals and Todd on guitar. Or Zach, axe. For those of you playing at home. Boys, thanks for joining us. Tell us about your band.
Five of us. You've got about 40% of us today. But we've five piece. I think to get extra cool points, we've got Kate. We've got a girl drummer, which is always good. And latest addition, although he's been with us for a while now. Mm. Got some trumpet in there too.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Trumpet. That's Ryan on trumpet.
Correct. Yeah.
Is that a case of? Because I was just looking on your Facebook and I was reading all the people uh-huh. there, and you got would you say five piece?
Yeah.
And you had Ryan there on trumpet. Was that a case of we need some trumpet in the band, or is that a case of we need some Ryan in the band? And trumpet was something that he just picked up.
Ryan and Kate are brother and sister.
Oh, okay.
And so it was more a case of your brother plays trumpet. Mm. Let's see how that goes. And
let's just jam that in.
And we jammed it in there, and he just didn't go away, really. But yeah, no, it worked. We became pretty reliant on it pretty quickly.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not sure who looks after your Facebook, but I believe there was some mention of someone was going to take the opportunity to share some experimental erotic beat poetry.
Yeah, yeah. That was
very
interested in that.
That was the other Matt.
What do you classify erotic beat poetry?
It's good though. I've heard it.
Mm. He's our bass player / band manager, so he comes up with all the hilariously interesting and slightly homoerotic
things
Facebook
for
posts.
Us yeah. to do. Yeah,
we're going
to
throw you in the deep end there, didn't
a little bit. Yeah.
So, well, tell us about that. Like, what kind of music do you play? Like, what? Where are your influences from?
We usually get told as far as like what we sound like. It's kind of the national kind of always gets thrown in there. Don't know if we necessarily chase that, but I think that's mostly just because of the vocals.
Yeah, 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 it's very.
I don't know.
It's kind of
who
an
are we?
Indie.
I think at the moment our Facebook page has like funk on it.
Funk?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I saw funk on the Facebook page and I was a little bit apprehensive, to be honest.
Hey, look, when I was listening to your songs, I heard a bit of funk as well. So yeah. You can probably keep it on there.
Good.
As long as it's not like real cheesy, like just pure funk, where you got furry dice. Okay.
There's very little slap bass.
Fantastic, then.
But hey, if you want to put that in, don't let Zach put you off.
No, do.
Zach has a vendetta against funk, apparently. And because you guys have been, jamming out since you were young.
Yeah,
well, so has your music kind of evolved you've kind of settled on this, or will it continue to evolve and keep changing?
We always think that we're getting close to what we're going to settle on, but just recently we were able to have a bit of a writing break. It was kind of a forced break because Kate kind of ripped her ankle to pieces and needed some surgery. So while she was recovering from that, we had a little bit of writing time, and what came out of it is a little bit different again. So it's kind of got a bit of a more ballady, almost post-punk kind of feel to it. So we're able to get, which is cool, because we're able to get a bit more narrative with as far as lyrics go, which is fun.
And you guys are playing at Sonic Temple, which is the back of Chalk Hotel.
Correct.
And that's in December?
19th, yep.
19th of December. All right, great. So I reckon we'll cut to a song, and then we'll come back and you guys can play something live for us. How does that sound?
Cool. No worries.
All right, good boys.
Good boys.
Good boys.
I don't know where that came from. Anyway, you listen to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It is Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back with the Pack Animals straight after this. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It is Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Zach joined in the studio with Pack Animals, local Brisbane band, which is, influences include, indie and rock, but certainly
a dash of funk, I've heard.
Sprinkle of funk and all the rest of it, boys, and they're here to play us a song. What are we going to hear?
Playing one from our EP that actually came out in April. It's called Run With Scissors. We're making an acoustic version of a very not acoustic song.
Option. Something telling me to wait until I see the whites of your eyes. You could only be stumbling, only be falling down the stairs. But I was playing with my food again. Now you're falling from the sky. Looking back for a goodbye. With more than I care to find. Scissors, walk with caution. They're telling me to wait until I see the whites of your eyes. Your memory's not invited. Break and reset your bones, clawing at the light beneath your bedroom door. Using a stranger's fingers whose face I wore. Pacing myself, and I'm muddied, and I'm spattered, and I'm dripping for more.
Wow, you've got a loud voice.
Yeah, I couldn't get the mic any further away from me. Yeah.
Nah, that was great, boys. Pack Animals, make sure you catch them down at the Sonic Temple on the 19th of December. Boys, thank you very much for joining us. That was great.